Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Same day delivery through Target Circle 360. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Subscription required. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
He drives one in the air. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone. Kyle Tucker with a home run to right.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station.
The Score.
Meatball. Put him in the hall. Meatball, put him in the hall. Meatball, put him in the hall.
I see Tanny. I don't know if he can do something with that, but if there is anybody who can, it's probably him. Thank you to all of our guests, Mike Florio, Dane Brugler, the man behind the beast. Russ Dorsey sacrificed time and effort and came into studio today. Bill Whittington talking to us about the Bulls game tonight. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, our video team, which is Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya. And thanks to you for listening. And thanks to you, Marshall Harris.
No, thanks to you, Layla Raheem. And I wanted to just say a special shout out to my guy, Russell Dorsey, because I tried to give him a compliment. He didn't take it as such. I apologize. Something clearly lost in the translation.
It was not a compliment.
Hold on. Let me ask Matt Spiegel.
Hi, guys. Okay.
Hello.
So when you think of certified pre-owned as far as cars, because here's the thing. When you drive a brand new car off the lot, it de-escalates in value by a lot.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to get a used car, you want to get a certified pre-owned because you know that car's good to go.
I don't even know what certified pre-owned means.
Oh, okay.
That's
part of the problem.
Doesn't it mean used?
Yes.
Speaking of that, we just got some breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Got a text from Ryan Porth here because I don't have a computer open anymore. Mike Clevenger DFA'd by the White Sox.
Oh, shoot.
Do we think it'll take this time or no? Are we sure? Is it for
amazing.
Real, for real?
When you went through all the reasons for him to have been on the roster, not one of them came up as sensible.
And not any of the times.
But especially this time. Like, you weren't going to successfully turn him into something you could sign and flip because nobody wants him.
For the last 3 years, nobody has wanted him.
You're the only team that has been willing to have him.
For very interesting reasons.
Ridiculous. And, like, it just made absolutely no sense. What do you want, people to learn from him? He had no business on this roster. One of several very curious big league roster decisions.
Well, this gives me a little bit more faith in Chris Getz because I was sitting there going, with all of the smart things that have been done over at 35th and Shields in the baseball operations department, this was the one that made zero sense.
No, I mean, do we give credit to Getz if it was his call in the first place to bring him in?
That's
which
the thing.
Time?
I do wonder about that. And I wonder, like the whole idea of, well, maybe he can close games. Like, not with all of the stuff that he needs to try and be successful as a pitcher, all the weird stuff. He can take his River Dance delivery and get on up out of here, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey,
it's
Speaks.
A good day for the White Sox.
Hey, Speaks.
Yo.
Remember we were just talking about certified pre-owned?
Yes.
He's the opposite of that. He's a beater. You know what a beater is.
I do know. It's a used car.
Yeah, but like a... like
It's a different
but,
level
but
of
But Marshall,
car.
To speak to your point, here's why Russ took offense to that, and he is well within his rights to take offense to that. Speaks and I are certified pre-owned.
As hosts?
I was not going to put that on you, Layla.
Oh, no, I am a woman over 40 who's divorced.
We are certified pre-owned.
Mm-hmm. But that just means that we have had an opportunity to grow. And we are better now than we were before.
I agree. And I think that age has something to do with that.
Or Russ, I just don't care.
Russ is a man about town. He is 30 years old. To call that man certified pre-owned, the level of disrespect is huge.
I think you at least need some sort of legal proceeding to involve in a relationship before the phrase certified pre-owned would be brought up.
Like,
I wouldn't even say that about you, Marshall.
I would just say that he's... Yeah.
We're trying to keep you out of trouble. You seem determined to.
How about actual car talk? This segment is sponsored by Webb Hyundai in Highland and Merrillville, Indiana.
I see what you did there. Has he been loved and discarded or done the discarding himself?
I'll let you draw your conclusion on that.
Well,
I'm handsome over there.
You seem to out it. You seem to out it that way.
He came in here looking like. Like he was a fitness model. Did he not, Lawrence?
That's just what he looks like every day, though.
He did the thing. Like he did the bulk and cut this past winter. Like he was lifting and lifting and lifting, and then he did the cut down. And what was he down? Like 30?
42 pounds.
Is it 42?
Yeah.
Marshall, he showed me the before and afters, and I was like, I don't know. You look good both times. Like, I'm sorry. I like you regardless.
I want to change gears real quick because we have a very short show.
Oh, that's
fair enough. Sorry
about
that.
But I want to let you guys know, especially you, Marshall, I tried to we do play categories tomorrow, and I was thinking, you know what we'll do is we'll do the all-time leading scorers in the history of the play-in tournament in the NBA was what I thought about for one category. Here's the truth, though. You can't find that because these games don't exist.
I love it. Wow.
Statistically,
I don't understand. Like when we told you that the numbers don't live anywhere, why you went searching for them?
Because the box scores of the individual games you can find.
His brain still exists.
Jason Tatum put up 50. One game, but this thing's been around for, 4 years? There is no compiled history anywhere.
Kobe White had a career high, but
no,
it didn't matter.
No, he did not.
It didn't count.
Your brain still exists,
no,
Matt
man.
Spiegel. Your brain is correct.
The eye test. You remember what you saw Kobe White
do. Doesn't matter. Steve Kerr said it last night. Like, he's proud, and it was good to get out of this, even though these games just drift off into the ether, is what Steve Kerr said
Jimmy
last
Butler
night.
Would have had a Golden State high. 38 points.
And you add that to his Heat games, we think Jimmy Butler's probably the leading scorer in the history of the play-in tournament.
That's actually a fair point.
Or DeMar.
Probably.
DeMar.
It's got to be
Butler. Someone from that Heat Bulls
My money's
rivalry.
On Jimmy, but the numbers don't exist, and we're not doing the math.
Congratulations, okay. Jimmy Butler. You're probably the leading scorer in the history of the play-in.
Ta-da!
I might go do that and then have it for you for tomorrow's category.
Do it! Absolutely. You do the math. I'll do the category.
You might be.
All right. Look. We've kept you guys already too long. Get out of here because we only have one segment before we have Cubs baseball.
Uh-huh.
And Speaks is ready to talk some baseball and some moves that the Cubs made, along with talking about the play-in. So we're going to do that after Tanny's open next on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Jewel Osco. Ham it up at your local Jewel Osco, where you can pick up a Cook's or Hormel spiral sliced ham for just 99 cents a pound. Cook's smoked shank pork hams are only 69 cents a pound. Limit one of each with a $25 minimum purchase.
Athletics are in Chicago tonight for game two of their series in the Windy City. They're around minus 160 on the money line, and that is the play, as their offense ranks in the top 10 in baseball in OPS and slugging and should stay hot. Plus, White Sox starter Jonathan Cannon has given up 9 earned runs in his last 9 innings. Not great. I'm Michael Jenkins from the BetMGM Network. Bet smarter and beat the books and download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
As America's leading business lender, Bank of America is on your corner and in your corner. With over $13 billion in business loans and more than 170 business specialists right here in Chicago, we help businesses thrive so communities prosper. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/localbusiness. Bank of America, official bank of FIFA Club World Cup 2025. Copyright 2025 Bank of America Corporation, all rights reserved.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner here at 670 The Score. During the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Matt to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Illinois. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get rid of nagging joint pain without drugs or surgery. Now there is a better way. All natural treatments. Call QC Kinetics 312-809-5955.
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Nico Horner, Cubs second baseman.
The biggest thing is just the variety of contribution that we've had. I think the different ways of scoring. We've slugged, we've hit situationally, we've stolen bases. And I think that's what prevents like the big lulls, is when you can do things in a variety of ways that obviously is going to be challenging stretches of the season like there are always. But I think it just really raises your floor when you can do things in a variety of ways. And our offense has done that, and it's come from different places.
After 9, absolutely nothing has been decided. Cubs won. Padres won.
Dansby be the Manfred man.
Nico Horner will try to drive him in.
Somehow it's done. That's my boy right there.
Swing and a line drive, and that's a base hit out into right center field. Swanson's going to score. Nico's going to head to third. Watch him run.
Nico is thinking three, racing around second. Going to third, he's got a triple. Cubs lead 2-1. Nico Horner comes through here in the 10th inning.
Man, is it good to see Nico Horner healthy. Look at the ball. Look at the authority in that swing. Banged up all of last year's surgery when the season was over with. The power wasn't there. The slug was down. Somehow he hit 270 with a bunch of doubles. He's going to do a lot more than that this year.
Big swing of the bat for the Cubs. Nico Horner does what he does best. He gets this pitch out away and hammers it into the gap.
Swing and a fly ball out towards left field. Hack coming on. He's got it. And the Cubs win.
Cubs win the ball game. The Cubs win it. Nico Hoerner, the game winner, a triple in the top of the 10th inning.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? A very big congratulations. Keep rocking it, mate. You're a rock star in your own world there, and you're spreading lots of love. Rock and roll, baby. Cheers, mate.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We don't have a lot of time today. We do have the crew. The whole crew is back together. Tanny is here. Shane had a brownie. That man is Matt Spiegel.
It wasn't just a regular brownie. It was a cosmic brownie, which is one of my favorite deep cut Grateful Dead songs.
Lawrence brought it to me.
Yeah, he did.
He remembered from months ago that my favorite brownie was a cosmic brownie and brought it to me.
I think it was just a plant so we could use that as your as your intro.
Wear the same hat as yesterday. Yeah. A little chilly today.
Oh, a little chilly. It's a good idea to wear that
same
one.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Lawrence wearing a middays shirt.
I noticed that. I called that out. I'm like, dude, what are you representing? And he rightfully pointed out, it's just he's supporting the time slot. He's just supporting Lawrence and Layla and Marshall.
I support that time slot at home.
What did you say,
Lawrence? I wore that shirt at home.
Breaking news on the score.
Whoa.
Mike Clevenger, DFA'd again.
Oh, no. Yeah. I hope he's okay.
No, I don't. No, boy. Nobody hopes that. But, yeah, we don't have a lot of time, but we got stuff that we need to do, for God's sakes.
There is. I mean, including talking about that breaking news that Mike Clevenger has been DFA'd. Mm-hmm. So this is a good day for the White Sox. That's someone in the White Sox organization had the foresight to be like, what are we doing here?
And why are we doing this?
This doesn't make any sense. This is not, he's not going to be here. He's not mm-hmm. worthy of the old vet that people will go to and try to learn from. You don't want to learn any of the lessons that he has been a part of throughout his career.
No, you do not. And meanwhile, the Cubs with that win, nice to see Nico with that triple last night. Nice to hear the calls about Nico. Padres lose their first game at home on the year. That's a really good team, man.
They're very good. They're having a ton of fun there in San Diego as well. I was glad to see the Cubs were able to work through that game because that was starting to feel like the, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, man. The two defensive mistakes during the Machado at-bat, like Kyle Tucker drops a foul pop, Gage Workman drops another, but it should have been Miguel Amaya's ball. I don't know what happened there.
That got in between Tucker and the wall, too, looked like he didn't quite see it either. Mm. I was like, ooh, did he? They went back over it, and Sutcliffe was like, did he see that ball? I was thinking the same thing. It almost looked like it jumped on him where he thought he had it lined up, and he's like, oh, bleep.
But, you know, Shota Imanaga gives up the solo homer to Machado when he got two extra strikes on the aforementioned at-bat, but Shota battled his ass off last night.
Can I just add this in? Shota has great lettuce.
He really does. It's very impressive.
He has got a good head of hair.
Better than Dansby Swanson?
Yes. And it's funny that you mentioned that because I was thinking about that. Like, because Dansby came up, I think, the next inning after I had the realization. And I was like, you know what? It's better than Dansby's hair.
Shout out to Dansby, who in his third at bat yesterday went the other way for a leadoff single, ended up coming around to score on the misplayed bunt by Luis Arraez, who is terrible.
Don't give that man a glove ever. They took his glove away today. Oh, he is the DH for the Padres.
He's horrendous
at
first base.
But they have too many guys that...
I know, but like it is so. The number of times he's like, he doesn't have his foot on the bag when he's supposed to is just amazing. But, you know, good to see Dansby doing that. We got to talk about a real.
Hey, Chicago, it's Dansby Swanson.
Yeah. We need to talk about a failure in development that concerns me because Matt Shaw now sent back down to the minors yesterday. There's a real issue that is going on here that needs to be discussed. But first, here's Craig Counsell before the game talking to Taylor McGregor about the decision to send Matt Shaw back down to AAA.
I think, you know,
if you're a Major League Baseball player, you're going to face adversity, you're going to struggle, and to realize that, like, right around the corner from that is growth, and that's how you get better. And so he's going to get better from this. He's going to look back on this and say, I learned a lot from that experience, and I learned a lot from the struggle or the adversity, and that's how you have to take it. You know, there's the... It's great. The game is great about, like, presenting challenges to you, like, constantly. And we don't always get to like the challenge that's put in front of us. Sometimes it's like a fun one, and sometimes it's a tough one. And this is a tough one for him, but he'll handle it great and be the player that he knows he can be and that we expect him to be.
That's what Council told Taylor McGregor on Marquee. I feel like failure is too strong of a word, Speaks, just because this is pretty normal. Most people aren't Chris Bryant. Like, when they get here, it's just like, oh. Like, most people are not that.
Or Jason Heyward, who never got sent down, struggled later.
Right? Like, most people end up where they go back down. Even, didn't Kyle Tucker go down when he first came up, too, I think, at some point?
Not sure. Like, I know Rizzo did. He was terrible in San Diego and had to go down.
Yeah. So, it's part of the process. I think there's a lot of work to do with Shaw's bat, just because of the way that he is always hit.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's my issue. Because how are we to expect him to fix something at AAA when that is a level that he's been at on his way up? You didn't catch and deal with this issue on the way up. And now we're expecting him to deal with it now on the way back down. He also wasn't caught in spring training when he had all the big league staff around.
I think they caught it. Here's what I think happened, and I'm gonna do a cross sports comp here. This to me is similar to Coby White, where Coby's shooting motion was a little funky, but he was an outstanding high school player. The 1 year of college, he was effective at doing it. And it wasn't until 3 years into his professional career that he was like, something's off a little bit. I could use some help with it. To me, it's the same thing with Matt Shaw, where Craig Counsell has said, you would never teach the way that he hits. Mm-hmm. You would never teach that at all, which, you know, is part of my biggest issue with Shaw as a major leaguer. But at all of the lower levels, he hit. So you're fixing something that does look like a problem, but when the guy is successful at it, it makes it more difficult to be like, hey, you know that thing that got you here, that got you all the way to being called up to the major leagues? We're going to totally destroy it. Now they have a chance to go in and tinker and fix stuff. And him going down to AAA, I almost don't even care about results. I care about how he takes to the coaching from the whatever message Craig Counsell gave him on what he wants him to do. That's what I want to see Matt Shaw focus on.
I get it, but we have a disagreement on what the issue is, because I don't
think we're that far from each other.
Well,
on it.
I don't think the leg kick is the issue.
I think the leg kick adds to what you think is the issue.
Okay, well, we'll see. But there's a lot. There's people out there with the leg kick, and there's people out there who do the pigeon toe. The leg kick and the pigeon toe are not as much the issue as what's happening with his head. And I didn't identify this myself in terms of looking at him, but smarter people than I have, including Ron Coomer, who said it directly with the morning show last week when talking about his time working on a leg kick briefly.
You know, that pigeon toeing thing, it looks weird, but don't confuse. That's not a big deal.
Okay.
It really isn't. It's the movement to me that I'm watching now of his head, Mike. When you watch his head moving forward and he gets that, we call it as in a cage, you're getting a top half lead. That means your head's moving forward in front of you and, well, you can't hit that way. And he's getting a lot of head movement right now, trying to get his body moving, going towards the baseball. And if you're doing it with your head and not with your lower body, you're going to be in trouble.
So, look, to your point, maybe the leg kick is making the head move.
Yes.
But there's plenty of people who have a leg kick and don't move their head.
His is pretty dramatic, though.
Well, he needs, and that should have been caught. Like, not moving your head on a swing. Why, again, watch Soto or watch anybody who's got a leg kick. They don't move their freaking head. So the vision stays locked and what they're doing stays locked. That is something that should have been caught on the way up, or at the very least, it should have been caught in spring training when your big league pitching coach is there, Dustin Kelly, when your assistant hitting coach is there, John Maley, when your director of hitting, Justin Stone, is there. Now, who's going to tell Matt Shaw at AAA? Who's gonna fix this now? Who didn't fix it in the spring or last year when he's in AAA? I'm concerned with the fact that they didn't catch that part of it. Because that's some basic stuff.
I think that they caught it. I really do. I just think that when a guy succeeds at to the level that he has, you just go, all right, go ahead. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, the problem is if they did catch it and they knew it, then that word has to get to Jed. So you don't freaking entrust third base in a winnable year to a kid who has an issue like this. Alex Bregman had 5 hits last night, including 2 home runs. That thing looks terrible. You are left at a position where you had 7 guys who had third base at-bats last year. All of them are gone. Now the guy you handed the position to is also gone. And it's Gage Workman and Vidal Brujan right now. And they'll survive. They're scoring a lot of runs. They'll be okay, and they'll figure something out, and maybe they'll get aggressive, and maybe Shaw will learn and stuff. But this is a bad look as a development staff to be in this place on the 16th of April.
I'm just not going to kill him for it. I just think that this is one of the things that happens in baseball where whether it's something that can be fixed or managed, guys go through this, and the level of pitching is just
better. But you can't hand a dude a spot. You can't hand a dude a spot when there's the possibility that this is going to happen with something that you as an organization should know is an issue.
I'm with you on the idea of, like, go ahead and spend the money on Bregman and do what you need to do in a year. That I'm also okay with them trying this out and now seeing, oh, you know what? He is not able to cover some of these pitches the way that he did in the minor leagues. And now he might be more open to being taught he was when he got here.
And guys get advice and things change. I thought Boog had a great story the other night when they were in L.A. about Justin Turner standing on top of the plate after the advice of Zach Greinke. He asked his teammate, Zach Greinke, what would you do if you were me? And Greinke went home and watched tape and came back and said, you should get right on top of the plate. And that was part of Turner's turnaround with the Dodgers.
So I imagine that and that's why I'm looking forward to seeing how this goes. And I don't want to judge him by what the stats are. He can hit his way at AAA and be successful. Now it's a matter of, can you put together a repeatable motion with your at-bats where your chin is tucked a little bit more, your head's not moving, and here's why, to me.
But who's that guy in the system who teaches that way?
I don't know.
I don't either, and that's what concerns me.
But it doesn't bother me because the lessons that they want taught are being sent down from the major leagues.
That's the way it's supposed to be, especially now in Council's second year. So now, whatever they've decided upon watching him, like the Ian Happ comp, when Ian Happ went down, he was given specific marching orders that holistically went to the minors, and he was forced to do it that way, and he came up with a very different swing, especially right-handed.
Maybe we'll find out from
I want to find
Shaw
out.
Over the after he gets over this, because there's that part of it too where you're so excited to make the major league roster and then your dream is taken away from you. It hurts. So maybe in a week or so, when people are having Alex Cohen is having a conversation with him about, hey, what adjustments are you looking to try to make? Well, you know what, I got to keep my head steady. That's one of the things they told me. They maybe want me to cut down. I don't have to eliminate my leg kick, but I need to cut it down a little bit so I can get faster, so I'm not off balance.
Yeah, man.
That to me is how the head is connected to the leg kick, is that you can end up off balance and now that momentum is coming forward and your head is all over the place.
Guys get better. Young guys get better. It's not the end of the road or the end of the world or brutal news in terms of the overall for Matt Shaw, but I'm talking about this team in a winning window now having a hole as much as it was 6 weeks ago. it's as big. It's exactly as big a hole. One other thing on the big move, the bunch of moves that went yesterday. Nate Pearson is a dude who's got really good stuff and always has, but got lit up in Toronto for a year and a half and got lit up here last year and got lit up here again in just about every appearance this year. So stuff, I love stuff and stuff plus and things like that. But like something is off there, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's interesting because that guy's got real legit closer quality stuff. But is it the stones it takes to throw the ball right over the plate and challenge people? Because sometimes that's what it is, man.
Guys struggle with that.
Yes, they do.
As moments
get bigger, they struggle with it. Go ahead and throw it to them.
They have to
relearn that again and again and again.
It happens. Like, yes, that, it does. That is the beauty of this particular game, that the learning and the tinkering of it is never done. You know, you're never, unless you're Barry Bonds, like, you're never a complete person at that thing
without
that you're
doing. And you and I share that love for it. Like, it's eternal development, you know, in this game. It's the black hole of that position now being a black hole again in the middle of your first month. With all that said, they're coming through this schedule so far right now.
They're in a great position.
They're in a great spot.
The Mother's Day thing, it looks really good from where things stand here in the middle of April for them. Now they're going to have to absorb losing Justin Steele, and they're going to have to absorb the third base thing, along with some bumps and bruises to other guys as part of this too. But it's not... The fact that they're not going to be, they're not going to play another game that's later than 7:10
Central
until August 22nd.
Yeah. So Mick Cronin would love the consistency of their schedule.
That's a wrap.
From here on out, nothing like a good Mick Cronin reference for a baseball scheduling issue. Am I right? It's how you beat Wojo. Past tense. It's how we beat Wojo. Right there.
I hope.
I mean, we did.
I know, but we didn't really beat them with the Mick Cronin talk. I think going forward, we
You don't
still,
know that. You don't know what it was. I mean, I think it
I don't
might
think
have
that
been.
We really talked at all about him until like 3 weeks ago.
What if the Wojo demo really digs Mick Cronin, and this is just a big time mistake?
That's what I'm saying.
I think you might be right, Sandy.
As well as, you know, the late Red Sox great Joe Cronin. Maybe they're all into Cronins. All the time. You don't know that.
Cubs. I mean, we just did like 16 straight weeks at number one, so I don't think I'm worried about Wojo. Wow.
I like that confidence. Cubs lineup today. Happ in left, Tucker in right, Seiya at DH, Bush at first, Swanson at short, Horner at second, Pete Crow Armstrong in center, Kelly's back behind the plate, and Birdie is at third base today. Big thanks to everyone involved with putting together today's show. We will react to the Bulls playing game on tomorrow's show. That is for sure. Should be a fun night for you. It's going to be a fun afternoon for us. We get to day walk a little bit. Get to go out here and be in the sunshine in the city. Beautiful. That's a good thing, Matt Spiegel. For Tanny.
I agree.
And Shane. And Shane's Brownie.
And Shane's Brownie. Especially for Shane's Brownie.
That's Lawrence's Brownie that he gave to me.
Take it.
No, I got it for you. It was for you. And my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you show us. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow at 2 o'clock on The Score. Cubs baseball is next.
That's radio, right? You know. I mean, whatever. They tried. Didn't go over well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All good.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.